Moody's Analytics now estimates the total cost of hurricanes Harvey and Irma will reach between $150 and $200 billion. To give you some perspective, the cost of Hurricane Katrina's destruction was about $160 billion in today's dollars and was the costliest natural disaster in American history. Moody's also estimates an additional $20 to $30 billion in lost economic output because of the storms. Joining us now is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. And by the looks of it, Ali, somebody working basically 7 days a week now to cover the hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned the cost of those two storms combined will rival Katrina.
Yep.
How do they break down between Harvey and Irma?
So it looks like Irma at this point, if you took it at the $150 to $200 billion cost for both storms, a little less than half of that will be Irma. So Harvey's going to be the more costly of the two. It may not be that much. The way that estimate breaks down is somewhere around $100 to $110 billion for Harvey and somewhere between about $64 to $92 billion for Irma. And the difference is that Irma, while less powerful and less devastating, hit more developed areas. So the cost of reconstruction in those areas is greater than the areas in Texas that were hit.
And who will shoulder those costs? Is that just the taxpayer?
You know, that's a really interesting question. Some of it is public infrastructure that'll be built up. Some of it is FEMA money that is taxpayer money. Some of it is corporate money. A lot of it is insurance. So it's going to be a lot of different things. Ultimately, these hurricanes tend to increase GDP growth in the repair phase. So if you looked at it just from that, and I find that to be a very cold and inhumane way to look at it, but from an economic perspective, what you see after a disaster is an immediate drop in GDP because people are not working, and then you see an immediate rise in GDP as all the rebuilding takes place, and then it generally goes back to normal. The exception was after Katrina. It took a very, very long time for New Orleans to get back to normal.
After a disaster, obviously everybody wants to do everything they can to help those who are suffering, but are there people bringing up the idea that maybe the government shouldn't be paying for all of these things after a natural disaster, especially in cases where, you know, people are living in places that are prone to this sort of thing?
So there are sort of three discussions here briefly. One is America has been all about occupy, you know, the human spirit overcoming nature,
right,
living in floodplains, living in low-lying areas, and that maybe we shouldn't have encouraged that. One could make that entire argument for the peninsula of Florida. I mean, this was a place that didn't make sense to settle when it was first settled, and it has been in the same way that Dubai is a man against nature fight by putting a city in the desert. Some argue that Florida is a man against nature fight, and it's not clear who's winning it. On the Texas side, it's even more interesting because the areas that flooded in Texas, particularly Port Arthur and Beaumont, that is the heart of oil country. That is some of the richest country in the entire
right.
world, and it's a little puzzling that more money didn't go into preparing infrastructure for, even if it is a flood of every 500 years or 1,000 years, we actually can prepare for it on the front end as opposed to the back end.
I remember after Hurricane Sandy, people were saying if New York had spent $20 billion, they could have built gates in the harbor and
right.
stopped a lot of that flooding instead of spending a lot more money after the storm. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.